That saying about pride going before a fall? I was aching with the impact of my landing as I stood in the bar area of the Caledonian Inn, trying not to watch Trevor and his new boyfriend meeting and greeting our fellow tour members that first night in Scotland.
"We should be staying at the Argyle Hotel," Rose Lane was saying. She was about 70, tall and slender, her silver hair grazing her shoulders in a long page boy. She looked like an elderly fashion model. According to her tour group bio, she was a retired accountant from Portland, Oregon. Or maybe the accountant was the tall woman with curly brown hair, lurking on the edge of the noisy room. The bios and faces had begun to blur after the first 6 introductions. Rose was still talking. Everyone in the room seemed to be talking, which was natural. They were thrilled to be here. Me, not so much.
"And that's where Vanessa murdered the bishop in Pray for Mercy. Besides, it's a much nicer hotel," Rose said.
"The Argyle is probably more expensive," I replied, watching Trevor smile into Vance's blue eyes, which were close-set and a little beady, if you asked me. Of course, no one, particularly Trevor, was asking me. And anyway, aside from being cross-eyed, Vance was an undeniably good-looking guy. Taller than me, darker than me, everything more than me, it seemed. That probably sounded like I still had feelings for Trevor, and I did. Anger, hurt, bitterness. I did not want him back. I wouldn't have had him back if he'd been offered to me on a silver quake. That didn't mean I wasn't still torn up about everything that had happened, which was why I should not have come on the tour, even though it had originally been my idea and I'd paid for the entire trip. I should have let Trevor win this one. I should have taken the high road. Failing that, the nearest exit.
"It is," Rose agreed. "But this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I'm sure we all want to make the most of it."
Vance leaned over to whisper in Trevor's ear, and for a second, I couldn't remember what Rose was talking about. Oh, right. This 10-day tour of the Scottish Highlands and Islands, specifically tailored to fans of famed mystery author Dame Vanessa Raeburn. Every stop and every stay was planned around a particular setting in one of the Raeburn books. The high point of the tour was to be the 4 days spent at Vanessa's own castle on the island of Saura Bjug. "Who needs another drink?" Allison inquired, joining us. Allison Barnes was the tour organizer, a small, perky, red-haired 30-something. She was American, but then nearly everyone on the tour seemed to be American. Allison peered at my empty glass, glanced unobtrusively at my name tag.
"Carter, how about you? Rose, what would you like?"
"Nothing for me,"
Rose demurred.
"I'll have wine with dinner."
"Whiskey and soda," I said. I do better in unfamiliar social situations when I'm sufficiently lubricated. Tonight might require an oil can or two, possibly an oil drum. Rose launched into her complaint that we were not spending the night at the Argyle Hotel, and Allison's heart-shaped face took on a hunted expression, which I imagined was the usual expression she wore by day 2 of these international jaunts. Recognizing a good time to ease myself out of the conversation, I stepped back. And onto someone's foot.
"Ow!"
the owner of the foot protested, with unnecessary force, I felt, given that his foot was twice the size of mine. A few people glanced our way, including Trevor. Our gazes locked and Trevor scowled. I scowled back. Still, not a good feeling to know someone you used to love now hated you. I turned to Ben Iams, the only other unattached male on the tour.
"Sorry, I didn't see you there."
"That's okay," Ben said grudgingly. Peering at my name tag, he added, "Carter."
Ben was about 50 and traveling with his mother, Yvonne. I'd met them when we were checking in earlier that afternoon. According to his bio, Ben was a business systems analyst. He was tall, raw-boned, and gangly. Not bad-looking, but one of those guys who never quite grows into his frame. His hands and feet looked like they were swiped from another model kit. There were about 30 of us crowded into the small lounge. 20 of us were passengers on the tour. 20 strangers with nothing in common but our love for Vanessa Raeburn. And with 154 novels to her name, there was a lot to love. Even so, 10 days was a long time to spend with people you shared only one thing in common with. If Trevor and I were still together, it would have been different. No one was a bigger fan of Vanessa than Trevor, which was why I'd booked this tour for us nearly 2 years ago. How was I to know that by the time the tour rolled around, Trevor and I would be split up, with Trevor insisting I give my seat to his new significant other, Vance? Which, if I'd had any sense at all, I'd have done. It's not like I still felt any great enthusiasm for the trip, although, yes, I too was a huge fan of Vanessa. I had already made my mind up that I wouldn't be going, when Trevor informed me Vance was taking my place. Which was sort of... again? Like a stubborn ass, I dug my heels in and informed Trevor he could go to hell. And the more Trevor demanded that I give up my ticket, the more determined I was to go on the tour. And here I was, the winner.